Hey guys, this is Adam from the podcast, and you are listening to Quick Clips. Quick Clips are condensed versions from one of our previous podcast episodes, featuring some of the interesting things our guests had to say. If you want to hear the full episode, we will have it in the show notes below. And with that, let's start the show. Walk me through young Tim. What was young Tim into, and what got him into the industry?
Young Tim was a scary guy. He worked real hard. He had no idea what he wanted to do in his life, like a lot of people. There's a lot of kids today have no idea what they want to do, and they're just here. I knew I wanted to hunt. I knew I wanted to fish. And I knew I wanted to make enough money to be able to do both of those and raise a family, right? So, you know, as far as the industry goes, I guess I kind of fell into it by accident. My wife worked with a lady at the Chick-fil-A home office whose husband was a PPG paint rep. And, you know, I had done mechanical. I came out, I actually went through and got an A&P license. I got a bachelor's in aviation maintenance. And, you know, I was trying to do my thing. I was a mechanic. I was working out at Delta. I mean, basically everything white at the airport. If you can envision this, if you see something white at the airport, I probably painted it at one time or another out of a 55-gallon drum. Really, this industry it's been a good industry for me, but it's really just about doing what you say you're going to do and learning and trying to help customers solve problems. I always do more than what I was paid to do. And I worked with a lot of the big shops, a lot of the big shops. And there's a guy over in Alabama that actually is the one customer I never sold paint to, and I really wish I would have. But he taught me a ton about, you know, how to think about business. And so many guys today are just focused on, you know, I have a gallon of clear that's 10% cheaper, but yeah, but what does it really do for you? You know, how can you measure and judge that? And Treywood Dixon over in Joe Hudson, he's an amazing fella, and he taught me a ton. But just little guys like that, I was just really lucky along the way to be able to meet people and kind of keep stepping up the ladder and, you know, not being afraid of taking a new experience or a new challenge on.
So in your experience, you know, back then, what were some of the top, I don't know, 2-3 things that most shops were losing money on or were really inefficient in? Was it materials? Was it labor? Like optimizing their shop flow? Like what was some of their biggest problems?
Well, it's really a combination of everything. I mean, one thing that I did during my career is if I didn't know how to do something, I tried to go figure out how to do it. So for instance, if a shop had problems with flow, we would redesign the shop. So I taught myself how to do CAD and, you know, Google SketchUp and all these different things. And we would draw up, you know, shops and show the guy, this is where you're at now and this is where you're going to go. Shop productivity. We used to judge shops on productivity, and everybody beat their chest about being, you know, 300% efficient because their painter worked for, you know, 40 hours and he turned 120 hours. He was happy. But what we figured out over time is that efficiency doesn't really drive throughput, because you could turn 1 million hours, but still not deliver any cars because you're working on 85 cars, because none of the cars actually have everything they need to actually get repaired. This industry is so simple in relationship to performance metrics and, you know, material profit metrics. It's very simple, and everybody makes it way too complicated.
Hey guys, Adam from the podcast. I hope you are enjoying today's episode. Just wanted to ask you a quick favor. If the show has brought you value in some way, would you mind giving us a review and sharing the show? It really helps the show get out there. Also, if you are looking to expand the services that your shop offers and you want to do more than collision work, you should really check out our company, Clarity Coat. Clarity Coat is a peelable paint that allows body shops to offer color changes cheaper than a repaint while still looking like real paint. You can also offer clear protection that has no edges and is sprayed instead of laid. Unlike vinyl and PPF, Clarity Coat can be sanded and polished, so you can give your customer the exact look that they are wanting. If you are looking to expand your shop services, go to claritycoat.com and fill out our Become an Installer form. All right, let's get back to the show.
The body shop people are the most unreceptive to change that there is, I think, in the industry, right? We have a bunch of guys that have been doing it forever, that understand it, that know it, that a lot of times they're in that fishbowl and they can't really see what's going on inside their own box because they're not standing far enough away from it. Hmm. So the secret to making them listen is to show them what it's costing them.
Interesting. Okay.
And use that data to compare them to other shops to say, listen, I'm not a genius. I don't run body shops, but I talk to a lot of people and I see a lot of shops. I'm just saying, I see a lot of shops. So I can tell you that based on the way you're performing now versus some of these other guys, I'm just going to tell you, you're leaving money on the table. And really, you know, nobody wants to change unless there's pain. Mm-hmm. And pain comes from finances. So you have to, and the shops have to be right for it. The best scenario I can be in as a sales guy is the shop goes, I honestly don't know what to do. I've tried everything. I'm tired. I'm tired of working until 9 o'clock at night and doing the same thing over and over again and getting the same result. I'm not making money. I'm just churning dollars. So that's what I kind of set out to be for my customers. And I failed in a lot of places. I mean, but, and you know, one of the things about failure though, is you learn. And one of the things that I really wanted for all my customers desperately was I want to help them just do better. And it doesn't matter that they're a rock star. It doesn't matter they're a professional athlete. It doesn't matter they can run a 4.440. It just matters that they're a little better than they were yesterday. The secret, making them listen, is to show them what it's costing them. Well, we didn't unpack this yet, but I've got a really raging case of ADD. I pretty much see everything at once. And that's pretty frustrating for people to listen to because, like you said, you walk into a shop and you see 75 things and you go, well, we could do this and that and this and that and that and this and that and this and that. But what you have to do is, and for me, it's I have to bring myself back to focus and go, what is one thing I can do today? And one thing I can convince these guys of, one of the things that I think is, his name's Takeo Ono, the guy that did the theories of constraint, Lean Six Sigma, all that stuff. One of his things was is stand in the circle. So one of the things I would always do is go, just walk and look, right? So I was standing in the shop. I was watching this guy mask a car. And, you know, he's pulling the tape and he needs to set it down, but he can't set it down anywhere. So he puts it in his mouth. Then he like sets it on the car and he's trying to figure this out. And then all of a sudden the tape like falls on the floor and rolls 1,000. You ever notice on a piece of tape, on a roll of tape, if you drop it, it rolls 1 mile, right? So it rolls all the way across the shop. Brand new roll of 1.5 inch green tape. It's like an $8 roll of tape. And it falls over in a puddle of wet sand and water. The guy never even checked up. He just went and got another roll of tape and kept going. I'm looking at that $8 roll of tape, because that's $8. You're going to have to do $100 in sales to pay for the money you just wasted on that roll of tape. Why do you do that? So it's just little things that you zone in on. And that's kind of where that journey started was, you know, making products was just, you know, seeing problems and trying to find a solution for it. But yeah, you're right. Getting back to your point is the shops don't want to change. And well, what you'll have is you'll have a manager that goes, hey, fix this in my shop. You know, one of the phrases, I guess, that I've coined is, you know, there's nothing wrong with failing as long as you fail forward. And that's what my daddy taught me. And, you know, we've been evidence of that. And we've learned a lot. And I've made a lot of mistakes. I mean, I've made a lot of mistakes. But learning from your mistakes is the biggest deal, 100%. Like I said, Collision Agent is never going to be a me too. There's a lot of people out there that are making a lot of things and selling them. We're never going to try to copy anybody. We've been knocked off more than once, and that's okay. But really, all of our products are designed to serve a specific need inside the shop. So we have the estimating tools, which is there to help the shops make more money on estimates. So the crazy thing is about our tools is for about $100, you can get an estimated kit that the first time you use it, it's going to pay for itself. like the very first time. You take a dent that you can't get a photo of, and you get paid 3 hours for it because you've demonstrated properly that their dent's actually there. If the adjuster was sitting in the next to you with a camera, he would go, yeah, that's a 3 hour dent. But in this day and age, you know, the everything's being done digitally and nobody knows, you know, nobody can see. And if you can't prove what you're doing, then you're going to have a fight. And our tools aren't designed to teach anybody how to estimate. They're really designed just to be an enhancement to that process, to say, listen, I'm asking you for 4 hours and here's the visual that shows why it's 4 hours. Right. So all of our tools are designed to either help a shop save money or make money. The benefit of Collision Edge is not for us. It's for our kids. And we don't take any money out of it. And our kids actually work in the business. If you follow me on Instagram at Collision Edge, you'll see pictures of my kids assembling dent viewers and my kids, you know, assembling, you know, putting tape things together and bagging tape things and shipping tape things. I mean, I want my kids to really, if today ended and there was no more Collision Edge, my kids are going to know where their money comes from or where money comes from. It just doesn't grow on trees. There's a lot of good people, and it's a great industry. The reason I love this industry because of the people and the people I've met at SEMA and different places, and you know, everybody's just real. There's nothing really fake about an auto body guy because he just is what he is. He's not a stock trader. He's not a, you know, whatever. He fixes cars. He makes things flat and shiny for a living. So that's why I love this industry, and that's why I'm going to keep serving it as long as I can.
All right, that does it for today's Quick Clips. If this episode has brought you value, would you mind giving us a review? Also, if you would like to learn more about Clarity Coat and what it can do for your business, please visit us at claritycoat.com. See you on the next one.